Hi, welcome to Listen, Think, Leap, the creative movement podcast where all you need is yourself, your imagination, and a bit of space. I'm your host, Miss Teresa. I'm so excited because today is our first sensory episode and we are going to explore loud and quiet dancing. So go ahead and put your screens down, turn your volume up, and get ready to dance because it's Listen, Think, Leap. Now, before we get started, here's an important message for the grown-ups. By dancing along at home, you understand that the activities in this podcast carry a risk of injury. And if someone gets hurt or something gets damaged while participating, you will not hold Listen, Think, Leap liable. So double check to make sure any and all sharp corners, objects, slick spots, pets, and people are safely outside your dancing space. If you have to move something to make room to dance, make sure to ask a grown-up if it's okay first. If you need to adjust your dancing space, go ahead and pause the podcast now. Ready to dance? Here we go. I'm so excited I could shout. Or maybe whisper. Today's episode is a sensory episode, our very first one. And in sensory episodes, we explore our senses, like what we see with our eyes, or smell with our nose, or hear with our ears, or feel when we touch something. And today, we are exploring loud and quiet dancing. Now, I love making different sounds with my voice. After all, I get to talk with you. But remember today, we are movers, and movers and dancers speak with their bodies, not their voice. One more thing before we get started. Sometimes others around you can be really sensitive to loud noises or scraping noises or high-pitched noises. So if you are one of those people or you are moving today with someone who has a sensory sensitivity to sound, just be aware of how loud your dance sounds are today. Okay? Let's get started. Go ahead and sit or stand tall. And we're not going to put any music on because I want to hear how loud your dancing is. Go ahead and take your hands and put them gently on your stomach and start patting your stomach. It can be a fast drumming or a slow drumming. Good. Now pat your legs. They can be an even rhythm or can be fast. Good. And now pat your feet and your arms and pat your head and your back. And now stop. Good job. Now go ahead and clap your hands once. Now clap your hands twice. Now clap your hands over your head three times. One, two, three. Now a bunch of times down low really fast. And clap your hands in a big circle as big as you can. And stop. Now let's move around our space really loudly. You can try stomping around your space. Or walking really fast and clapping at the same time. Try dragging your feet across the floor. Do they make a sound? Does your body make a noise if you gallop big stomping steps? Or maybe if you roll on the floor, what sound do you make if you're on a carpet or in a hard floor? Can you rub your hands together back and forth, making a swishing sound? Can you jump really loud? Ready? Jump and stomp. Good. Try marching loud around your space. Marches, knees up, stomp, stomp, jump, jump, one more big jump, and stop. Nice. Now, this time we're going to put on some music. For this song, I want you to try not to make any sound. Maybe try tiptoeing around the room really gently. Try not to make any noise with your feet. Can you glide and sway to the music? If you take steps, step gently. Can you skip around the room? Remember, feet quiet. Toe ball heel when you land. That's the key to making quiet jumps and skips. Perfect. Can you gallop without making a sound? and you march quietly, gently putting your feet down. It's almost like a tiptoe march. Maybe twirl. Don't make a sound. Those arms can reach and sway as you spin. Good. Can you gently touch your stomach without making a noise, a light little pat? Can you pat your legs without making a sound? Can you touch your toes without making a sound? Can you pat your head gently and quietly and not make a single sound? Can you run around your space quietly? Toe ball heel, gentle toes, soft feet. Dance however you want to this music, but try not to make a single sound. All we can hear is the music. And all we can see is your gorgeous dancing and the wonderful choices you're making. And now I want you to stop and just be still. Find quiet in your movement by trying to not move. Go ahead and take a couple of breaths, not loud ones. They don't have to be big. Just a nice quiet breath in and an exhale out. And breathe in and breathe out. And then start to move again. Dance around your space, arms wide, feet quiet, skipping, galloping, marching, tiptoeing. You could even try rolling on the floor. Does that make a sound when you're trying to be quiet? Nice gentle movements. Up on your toes, knees extending, legs straight, reaching, spinning, twisting, but as quiet as can be. What beautiful dancing. I'm going to give you just a couple more seconds to dance in this quiet space. Really enjoy your movement. And now, I want you to think about coming to an ending pose. Quietly find a space that you want to stop in. You can make a shape with your body, or you can just stand nice and tall or sit nice and tall. And hold it. And relax. How do you feel? I feel like I can really notice every sound my body makes when it moves now. I really love to do this loud and quiet dancing before I really need to sit and focus and do something that I have to be quiet for, because I've got the loud out of my body and I'm more aware of my movements and the sounds my body can make. Did you like loud or quiet dancing better? Well, the cool thing is in an hour from now or tomorrow or a week, which one you like better might change depending on how you're feeling. Well, that's it for today. But before we go, let's take three relaxing breaths to finish. Go ahead and breathe in and breathe out. And inhale and exhale. And one more time, breathe in and breathe out. Today's episode was produced and edited by Teresa Simpson. This episode featured music by Craig Austin, with theme song by Sander Kalmajer. For the latest Listen Think Leap news, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed today's activity, share this podcast with a friend or consider becoming a supporter at listenthinkleap.com. As always, thanks for moving with me. Till next time, remember to put down your screens, get on your feet, and keep dancing, kids. Oh, no.